Hello, welcome to Access Love Astrology.
Hope Radio.
Mercury retrograde.
Welcome to Access Astrology. We're laughing because we started three times.
This is our third time of starting it. Yeah, okay. One more time, Heather. Go for broke. This is the one.
Don't make me laugh. Welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who like to laugh together, who love sharing our love of astrology with you and are fascinated with how astrology manifests in our daily lives, in the headlines, in our souls, and in our relationships. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota tonight. And Mark?
Mark Waltz in New York City, over here by the frozen Hudson River.
Mm-hmm.
And Ann Ortley here at my bright red desk on the Upper East Side, having a little trouble in running the switchboard. Apologies,
yeah.
Heather. I hadn't clicked that I'd logged in yet because we were talking offline, and so it was like, host is not online yet. I mean, I guess I am. What did I do wrong? So anyway, thank you, Mercury, for pointing out the error of my ways. All right.
Well, welcome, everybody, to a very wild astrological week. This is going to be a one to keep your seatbelts fastened, I think. We have tonight, we're heading into the full moon in Virgo, and the energy is kind of cooking. The moon right now is directly opposed Neptune, so of course we got a little confusing about the beginning of the show. And the moon opposes Neptune and squares Saturn as we speak, cooking. If you look outside, you'll see the moon very close to Jupiter. Last night it was really close to Jupiter, and that always warms my heart when I see those two together. It really fills the heart full of, oh, room to grow and juiciness. Now the moon is moving into a trine with Pluto tonight. It's time to think of life, death, you know, we go through the process and ask ourselves what really is important with whenever the moon and Pluto talk together. And I gather there's a big storm sweeping through the east. I'm flying to New York tomorrow to join these two for our conference this weekend on relationship astrology, and I'm really hoping that the travel goes safely with the ice storm coming in.
Right.
So I'll be thinking of life, death, and other things that are going to happen.
As you fly in a plane over the frozen Hudson River. If they have to land a plane in the Hudson this time, Heather, though, there's ice to land on. It's good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's probably good. Yeah.
Here, and it's although it's 3 degrees, the ice is melting here because, indeed, the sunlight is warming up. But this week, Mars in Aries comes to conjunct the South Node, and then it conjuncts Uranus on Wednesday. Now, the moon's going to be in Scorpio on Wednesday. Mars conjuncts Uranus and squares Pluto. And then we move into the final of the last three passes of Uranus and Pluto square on the 16th. So we've got a lot cooking. And it could be cooking good, or it could be, you know, it's the wild card. Anything can happen when you've got Uranus charged up like that. Mars and Uranus gives us a lot of energy. Can make people charismatic, a little hyper, you know, manic on the moments, but it can also give us the energy to blast open whatever we really need to move and shift in our lives. But we have to watch out that we're not blasting open things that don't need to be blasted. We can feel like flash paper. We go up in a second, and mostly it'll just fall down and do nothing. If you've ever watched flash paper go up, it lights up, big burst of flame, but it's out by the time it hits the floor, unless it touches a pile of straw. So look for situations that are flammable and stay out of them. Consider smiling and nodding at your mate next week and not taking the bait. Don't get into that argument. Stand away. And watch out for any of the places that feels like there's pools of fuel lying around. Now, we can certainly look at the headlines, and we see how close to the boiling point so many political situations are right now. But I've been impressed in the years when I have been afraid something was about to go wrong with Uranus and Mars and Uranus kicking in, that Uranus brings in these wild cards of hope and change, because we don't really want to be hurt. We don't really want to go that direction. So sometimes Uranus brings in a last-minute save, but it brings in the unexpected no matter what it touches. So kind of enjoy that fervent, exciting energy this week. Mark, what are you seeing in the charts?
Pretty much that energy is a very nice full moon. You know, the moon over there in Virgo with the sun in Pisces, and very much a chart that it's a little tricky. You have to be able to use the energy, and it's a very active chart. But if you're, it's a little bit like if you want to, it's like if you're going horseback riding and you got one of the more animated horses. So, you know, if you're up for the ride, go ahead. Mm-hmm. If you're not quite up for the ride, you might want to watch somebody else ride this horse. That's the way I look at this moon.
Yeah, it's pretty an interesting combination. And what are you seeing coming up this week?
Well, I think the Mars, I've been kind of watching that Mars diving into the south node because that always is a big release energy. And because the nodes, you know, the sky is so loaded right now with planets in fire. So Mars into the fire energy just to me is very much feeling like, okay, as he dives into that node, he says, all right, I'm going in, you know, and you're kind of like, oh, that's a little nerve-wracking. Are you okay? Are you okay, Mars? Mm-hmm. Mars is like, oh, I'm great. So watch where, you know, I think your flashpoint and your, you know, people having kind of sudden explosions of temper or feeling very close to the edge, for lack of a better word. And also the Uranus-Pluto square, very tight. It's only separated by like 30 seconds, which is, or 30 minutes rather, which is building, building, building. And that's the underlying tension. The other thing is that Jupiter is trying to... Uranus, and this today, Venus went through, boom, 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 and she set off all the fire planets. And the moon went through Leo and set off all the fire planets yesterday. So we've had the fire planets kind of loaded up with stuff. And Jupiter is throwing fire bombs at Uranus, which Uranus is then using to pelt Saturn. And Uranus and Saturn Jupiter and Pluto are in this argument with each other. And Pluto keeps yelling at Jupiter, don't help him. And Jupiter's like, I am going to help him because you need to be, you know. So, you know, the internet and the Facebook is awash with, you know, my favorite endocrinologist just got picked up for dealing oxycodone prescriptions. You know, my favorite this just got taken out. No, it's very much abuse of power getting taken out.
Yeah.
Or when they abuse power, they say something really stupid. You know, not that, you know, whatever, aspirin is birth control, or you can put a camera down, you know, you can swallow a camera and look at a vagina. You know,
oh,
you kind of go,
goodness.
Okay, so
there
like,
has been some
where,
really...
Yeah, where did you go to school? But it's but understanding that Uranus square Pluto is making us very aware of the craziness sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's making us pause and go, what crazy am I going to believe? Because Uranus is chaos and he wants us to change. And he's squaring Pluto, who says, I'm holding on with an iron fist. And Uranus is saying, break free. And then we're also in the eclipse, the build-up period to the eclipse, which is a really profound one because it's at 29. We'll talk more about that next week. But it's a very big eclipse this next couple weeks. And our job is to just really kind of say, okay, what's my vision for myself? And if I don't have a vision, just sit quietly because the energy is just so potent right now that people really are very overwhelmed. That's what I keep running into. I'm very overwhelmed. It's like, and everybody is. So honoring
and
the overwhelmed energy.
Yes.
And
yes.
sitting
I
quiet.
Mean, because even though Venus and Mars are in Aries and kicking our butt, the sun is still in Pisces, and normally at this time of year we'd be sitting in the quiet getting ready for the Aries. But Venus and Mars have, you know, jumped the gun and are pushing us with that Uranus conjunction. I think.
And the South Node in Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Neptune-Saturn square, you know, we mentioned that one of the things on NPR tonight was a discussion of how the oil coming from our neighbor state, North Dakota, is unusually high in gas, and they don't have the infrastructure on the site to get the gas out of the oil before they ship it. So these huge trains loaded with two gaseous oil, very flammable and explosive, are going through major cities, and there's no regulation for it yet. They're trying to put some in place, but that's the train that blew up in Canada, the train that blew up down in West Virginia recently, are these super gaseous oil trains that are just waiting time bombs.
Wow.
And I thought that's like Neptune, which is oil and gas.
Totally.
Square yep. Saturn, you know, here's the problem with it. And
right.
maybe we can get some regulation in
wow.
to support that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to stand next to train stations for a little while.
No.
I love taking the train across country. Right now,
right.
I'm glad I'm not.
Right.
Also, Neptune square Saturn, I thought was interesting today. I had a piece going around on Facebook that's quite beautiful, is the story of one of the oldest Christian artifacts ever found was a bowl that speaks about its late 2nd century, which is about 100, which says, by Christ the magician, or the magician by Christ. And it links magic and Christ together. How's that for Neptune affecting tradition and history?
Nice.
And considering that how many witches and magicians have been burned in the name, and astrologers, in the name of Christianity, that's a really interesting piece that would come in the very earliest of pieces. I thought that was interesting that would come under Saturn-Neptune square. And I was sitting with one client today in deep distress because she has been in a real crisis of faith. She let go of the family's Christianity, but still has the layers of Catholicism, the layers of self-doubt and self-criticism, but she doesn't have anything to replace it yet. She's searching, but in the meantime, the void is really making itself be felt. And this Saturn-Neptune square is asking us, we feel where there isn't something there for us. It's very supportive to spiritual discipline, but it can leave us with that spiritual angst or loneliness,
right?
However we'd describe it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an interesting piece
yeah.
underneath the more active fireworks of the Mars-Uranus South Node conjunction in Aries.
Right. Well, I think it's important to understand the origins of it. I got a call from a mom earlier today, and her 13-year-old is experimenting with paganism and Wiccan.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a very strong, it's not from the mom's side, it comes from the dad's side, very strong spiritual tradition, and then he swings into high alcoholism. So he bounces between
Neptune.
Religious and then really big Neptune. Mm-hmm. The kid's got a really big Neptune, didn't get it from her mother's side. But, is very drawn to this. She's, is a vegetarian at the age of 3, didn't want to eat meat. The mother said, she always pushes me into this stuff. And I'm like, right. So now you're getting pushed. And the kid's a Reiki practitioner, and she does a bunch of different things.
Yeah, wonderful.
But she really just pushes this, The mom is like, I said, okay, well, let's talk about, what you have to learn, where you have to go. This is, da-da-da-da-da. And it was an interesting conversation because the energy is very much pushing us sometimes where we don't want to go. We exploding trains I don't know what to do about this. It's like, well, she's going there. So you want to keep her safe, so you want to go with her on some level and understand her journey. And that's important, And understand, this is not your side of the tribe. This comes from your husband or your ex-husband, actually. And, it's part of her path. So how do we then work with our own paths evolving? Because that's the other part. With the Mars and the Uranus and the Venus, all these planets diving in the South Node, they're saying, that's not your path. Let go of that path. That path was your path. So to your client who gave up her thing and is kind of in a spiritual crisis, what's your path? You know that isn't your path. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the dark and you don't know what your path is, best to sit in the quiet space and listen, because then that's the space that we have the answer in. Right? And if we do it that way, then it's a lot easier.
I agree.
So,
and,
yeah.
you know, it is interesting. I've seen several people who are dealing with going sober for the first time with Saturn square Neptune. It's a very good time to put boundaries or see the consequences of our escapist behavior. It supports spiritual discipline, which is positive Neptune, and
right.
it asks us to look at the consequences of our negative Neptune, whichever way it goes.
And they're going spiritual, or they're going... Say
right.
it again?
Yes, it asks us to take a look at our escapist behavior
right.
and say, am I going to, you know, let me look at the consequences of it. Do I want to
mm-hmm.
continue this? Is it... Do I need to find positive Neptune? And usually positive Neptune is the only way to cure negative Neptune. But positive Neptune could be imagination, creative process, spirituality, group experience, any of the positive Neptune experiences.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And there's a poem that a friend of mine pulls out on these
mm-hmm.
moments. And it's by the Hopi Elders. And it's called We Are the
mm-hmm.
Ones We've Been Waiting For. So with your
yeah.
indulgence, I'll read it. You've been telling people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour, and there are things
mm-hmm.
to be considered. Where
yeah.
are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
right relation? Where is your water? Know
mm-hmm.
your garden. It's time to speak your truth, create your community, be good to each other, and do not look outside yourself for your leader. And then he clasped his hands together and smiled and said, this could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart and will suffer greatly. Know that the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep our eyes open and our heads above water. And I say, see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For
mm-hmm.
the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey come to a halt. The time of the one wolf, the lone wolf, is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
So if we hold
and
that,
that's beautiful.
I think that will help. And that is called the
yeah.
Hopi Elders Prayer. We are the ones we've been waiting for. If you Google it, you'll find it. So
Mark,
you
what
just
were you
read that
say?
To yourself Ooh. In the morning, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mark.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Did you have a comment that you were going to make?
No, not in particular.
Okay, great. I've got a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to mm-hmm. take someone in the middle just to see if we can find someone we haven't spoken to for a while. Hello, 715, you're on the line. How can we help you? Hello? Okay, we'll hold on that. Next one. Hello, 585, you're on the line. How can we help you? Hello? All right.
Let me try because it might be my
phone. It might be on your end, yeah.
Hello, 631.
Yeah.
You're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Ann. Mark. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Debbie.
Not good.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could tell me what's going on with my son.
Mm-hmm.
S-O-N.
S-O-N? Can you give us his birth information?
Yes. September 6th, 1988. At 5:25 a.m. in Bayshore, New York.
Okay. September 6, 1988. And you said, what time was it again? I'm sorry.
5:25 a.m.
Well, Pluto is very close to opposing his sun. This full moon is right on his sun in South Node. fun. He's got a lot, and Mars is sitting right on, he's in a Mars return. And he's got that grand square with Chiron, Mars, Neptune, and Mercury that's being set off. It was set off a few years ago by Uranus and Pluto. Now it's just happening by Venus and Mars, so that's a much faster moving transit. But it's bringing up some unfinished business of his. And he sets off, what I see in his chart, is such mixed messages to you. Because he's got such an inner conflict between the Moon and Venus, which love his mother and hate the fact that he loves his mother and needs her, and Mars and Aries, which wants to kick butt and be independent and screw everybody else. And so he's got this real tension as a Virgo and hard on himself in the process. So it's a tricky chart. It's also a gifted chart. Can you tell us about him, and how can we help you with him? What was your question?
I think he may be using again. He was in our rehab for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given me signs that he was using again. So I told him he had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I got a poem from him tonight that basically looked like he was saying goodbye.
Hmm. You know, I think he's thinking of it with the moon, his progressed moon in Cancer coming to oppose Pluto, but it's not there yet. And I think it's hard to tell with his chart if he's saying goodbye because he's individuating from you. And instead of loving you and hating you and holding you responsible for his pain and really trying to find himself, or is he leaving this life? He's got so much fight in him. I hope that if we could engage his rebellion against his disease, he'd be fine.
I mean, honestly, do you see him leaving?
I don't see those aspects. Now, don't hold me to that. You know, when in doubt, check. But I don't see the signs that I usually see in cases of imminent suicide.
Or now, even like an overdose.
What do you two see? I see Neptune, sextile Neptune, so it looks cuddly. It looks like that would feel good. But I, you know, if we can keep him here even a few more days, I think once he gets past his Mars return, that anger turned inwards won't necessarily blow up. What do you see, Mark and Anne? I mean, we said that our addictions are really up at the moment.
Yeah.
And
I've been having gluten. You know, it's not anywhere the same thing, but it's definitely Mark, sorry.
Yeah. He really needs to have patience with himself at this point. And so, if you're in contact with him or in contact with anyone who is with him, just advise them patience. No matter what actions he's taking, take them with some degree of patience and basically restraint.
Mm-hmm.
And
he'll probably won't call me.
Okay.
You know, but I feel for him. And I see why you had to do it, you know, that why you had to call in Tough Love. And if he could hear us, I would say to him, you can always die later. What have you not tried first? He has, again, you know, there's real fear that he has of dealing with the world. And... But at the same time, he's got such bravery if he can only get it activated.
Do you know where he is, Debbie?
No.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any idea?
No.
Michael? How did he get you the note or the message?
Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So go back to Facebook.
I could send it to you, Anne, what he wrote. It looks like lyrics to a song, but that's how he talks.
I mean, he's definitely he's having a real crisis of the soul. So I would take this very seriously, and I would say to him, you know, I mean, back to Facebook or however he communicates with you, say, I will always love you. You are my son and my child, but, you know, I don't want you to hurt yourself. And please, you know, I love you. Please don't hurt yourself. Do get help. You know, this is, you haven't, you know, this is a slippery slope. It's a difficult time. He is having, you know, his Mars return. I just pulled it running it for Long Island. Mars returns tomorrow night, 5:10. And it is, you know, tonight, the only reason I'm really concerned, Debbie, is the Mars is going in that south node. And he's got, you know, he's got the planets on the south node.
Right.
From
if
the
he can
previous
get past
life.
His Mars return, he's okay.
Yeah, he between, Mars return, which is
and it's
5:10
it's now through
night.
Next Friday is a danger time. Because the impulse control is down, the
very
energy
down.
Is up, and, you know, on Mars return we do that, we, like, react. But if we can get him past that, I think he'll pull himself back up. So if there's any way you can reach him and just say, you know, wait 2 weeks. See how you feel. What can we do to hold you in here for a few more weeks? What can we do to give you hope for a few more weeks?
Do you see him going to jail? Because I know he has to go to court tomorrow for something that he did a year and a half ago.
That would be the best thing
that
could happen to him.
Yeah, actually.
It would.
That might be the best thing that could happen to him, is that he just doesn't have access to things that could send him over the edge for a while.
Right.
Are you going to court with him tomorrow?
He feels really good.
No, I don't.
Mark, what were you
saying?
Wait, Mark, what were you saying?
Oh, just it's important to know that he feels very much pulled apart and doesn't know what direction to go. So that the problem with that is that he'll go any direction.
Right.
Because it feels like, you know, doing something is better than doing nothing. But right now, doing nothing actually is the best thing.
Right.
I don't know. Do you see me losing a son? I mean,
I don't have your chart here, but with him, we want to really take care of him and surround him in prayer. Do you have anybody who deals with him? Are you in contact with his lawyer?
No.
Do you know his lawyer?
No.
Does he have a lawyer tomorrow?
You know, honestly, I don't know, because he just seems like he's out of his head.
Right.
Very irresponsible. You know, he's actually very upset that he's out of that rehab now, that it's over. I think he wanted
Is there anybody
forever.
From the rehab that you can contact?
No, they're upstate New York.
Okay. Well, he might
Does
be
have
in contact
a case,
with one of them.
And they
Does he
the
have a caseworker?
Anymore. No. Believe me, I would have went to all that already.
Right.
Because all right, so
we're
going to go to the higher realms. We're going to ask Archangel Michael and Archangel Samuel to protect him. And we're going to invoke the angelic forces to surround him with light and keep him from doing something stupid, and to have him contact you and have them help you. Because when it's something like this, they can't help us unless we ask. Then we're going to ask Archangel Michael for protection and Archangel Samuel for guidance from, and Archangel Gabriel from Mom, Debbie, to help hold your heart.
Absolutely. I want you to hold him in light and prayer and healing instead of worry. You know, in his chart, he loves poking you, and that strong love-hate relationship with you. But when you're not around to take care of him, he becomes less rebellious and more caretaking. He doesn't have the chart of a suicide. He's got Sun in the first house. He's got Moon in the 11th. He has depression, Pluto in the third, but he doesn't have he's got Jupiter at the midheaven. The powers that be tend to take care of him. If he does do something rash, it's that sudden lack of, and that's just as serious, but it's a sudden lack of impulse control rather than really intentionally trying to kill himself. what, and in some ways, staying away from you gives him a chance to take care of himself that way. I see that we're at the end of our time, and I want to send you love and protection, and we surround you in that.
Thank you all.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Okay. Keep in our prayers, Deb.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And to anybody this week, if you are thinking any sudden impulse, whether it is to tell off your in-law, to hurt yourself, to quit your job, I ask you to wait 1 week. Get past this lineup. If you can get past March 20th on the solar eclipse, thank you. And you may approach it in a calmer way, because this is a very fiery, explosive week. So take care of yourselves, be good to yourselves, be good to one another, and know when to shut up and walk out of the room. This is Heather Rowan Robbins from Minnesota, saying off to
Mark Waltz, New York City.
And Ann Ortley, feel free to join us for the relationship workshop this weekend, March 7th and 8th in New York City. Still time.
Mm-hmm.
Google report reading relationships. It's also on our Facebook page. Take care. We'll all talk to you next week. Bye.
Take care. Bye.